This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, there's not many days left in the congressional calendar, and a ton of work has been put off for long enough. What's become more of a rule than an exception, we face another government shutdown and another year without an updated farm and food legislation. And Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy says enough's enough. And he talks about what he expects in the next administration coming up next.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association. Celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
Calling the Congress sluggish on a new farm bill would be like calling the eruption of Mount St. Helens a seismic disturbance. There's a lot of pressure around the farm bill in rural America, and it's threatening to pop once again. Secretary Nagy says this has been a political game, and the American farmers are the only ones that are going to lose.
Well, from a farm bill standpoint, you know, really frustrating, frankly, that, again, and not trying to be partisan here, I'm just going to tell you some facts. The House Republican majority got a farm bill through Ag Committee and was ready to negotiate. Senate Democrats, under the leadership of Debbie Stabenow, did not. She waited to introduce language or to release language until after the election. And what has now proven out is that there's just no serious possibility of that being negotiated here and passed through the lame duck. They waited too long. And we then are missing out on the certainty that comes with a five-year farm bill. So that's very unfortunate. That's an understatement to say that.
Nagy says it looks like it's going to have to come down to an extension once again.
So now what happens? Well, now they're negotiating an extension. And the big question, I think, is how quickly can the new Congress get organized around and get working on that bill text? And, you know, how quickly just does the process take? And unfortunately, I think it'll be well into next year before we in fact see that. So I think that's where we are now. We suspected that this was going to be the case. And unfortunately, I think the Senate just waited too long to really get after it.
So it's yet another moment to kick the can down the road on a farm bill that was last passed the first time Trump was in office. Nagy also says he's ready for that new administration, and the president-elect is looking like he wants to hit the ground running on January 20th, and he reflects on Trump's pick to lead the USDA.
Brooke Rollins, who's going to serve as or is the intended nominee for Secretary of Agriculture, and I think the good news here is this is clearly a trusted advisor to the president, and we know the president loves farmers, and we just need to make sure we've got an advocate who can get to the president, has his ear, but also can operate within Washington, D.C., and can go to EPA, can go to the Corps of Engineers, can go to HHS and DOT, you know, and work across the federal family. We really need a strong voice, a trusted voice there at USDA.
And speaking of the EPA, many in agriculture are nervous because the first two Trump administration EPA leaders in the first go-round, Scott Pruitt and Andrew Wheeler, didn't have the best track record of supporting the biofuels industry, even though the president had made it a priority, which is something we need to have happen in earnest right now. Nagy says running an EPA agency is a lot different than voting on bills in the halls of Congress and hopes that the new leader will step into that role. Nagy says regardless of who is in the administration, the work has to still be done, and he's going to help keep doing it for Iowa family farmers. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.